good morning, everyone. Hey, if you're a smoker, today is a day that you consider maybe giving it up. It's a Great American Smokeout Day. And that's a day that you consider maybe just one day. Just start with one day. You know, not like, hey, let's not give it up forever. Let's just give it up for one day. Maybe that'll lead into 2 days and so on.
I can't speak to this. I've never had to quit, thank God. I think about that all the time. Like, I'm real happy that I never got, like, hooked on smoking.
Yeah, me too. Well, I don't know what it was. Like, I remember Jarrett White, who was my neighbor growing up, back in the bushes. We would sneak back and smoke Lucky Strikes.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
But I never inhaled because I didn't really know how.
Same.
And I just thought it was gross.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I never got into it. I'm glad I didn't. And, you know, my asthma is thankful.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. If you have asthma, that's not good, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I know, Alex, you smoked for a little bit. What was it? What's the attraction?
Everyone was doing it out of bars.
So that was it?
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't
want to do.
Just something to do and have. And it's just one. Here's the thing. I hate to say it because I know that people struggle with addiction and quitting. It was. I didn't do it enough to. I don't crave it. I never. It's one of those things where I'll go home and the next morning I'll smell my fingers and they smell disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So it's like I'm saying, like, why did I do that? That's gross. Like, I see people that still people smoke in their car. It just never was a thing for me, and I know that that's like
it's good.
I know it's a battle for people. I never craved it, never needed a pack. Never, I don't think I've ever bought a pack. Like, it's one of those, you know, I'm very lucky, but it's hard to quit, man. I mean, we know it. I mean, we see all the devices and all the stuff out there to try to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
Today's the day, though.
Me too. Same thing with, you know, I do have an addictive personality, so I do get very scared about things. You know, am I going to be addicted to this? Am I going to be addicted to that? And when I broke my leg, I got on some, like, hardcore. This is the first time I've ever been on, like, hardcore pain pills.
Uh-huh.
And I was really scared. I was like, please, dear God, because you always hear that.
Yeah.
Well, it started when I got injured and I started taking the Oxy or whatever, and then that just led into other things. And I hated those pain pills so much, and I was so grateful that I hated it because I knew that that could have turned into something
that's
ugly.
Good, yeah.
It's just a matter of,
yeah, you know. I know. Did they make you sick?
Yeah.
Because pain medication makes me
sick. It just was not a good feeling
at
all.
Knock on wood, we're lucky.
Boy, what a funny way to start the show, huh?
I know. I could use a cigarette. Kidding.
All right, y'all, coming up next, it's Misconnections. This actually is very funny. So Jake ordered Uber Eats and was like, hey, this girl that brought me my food is so cute, and he has asked for our help in tracking her down so he can ask her out. What does she have to say? Well, we'll get her, and we'll find out. Misconnections up in just 2.5 minutes on Mix 94.7.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Misconnections on Mix 94.7.
All right, Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Jay.
Hi.
Jake.
What's up, man?
Hey.
What's up, what's up?
Jake, tell us about the girl that you're hoping we can connect you with.
Yeah, so this is a little strange, I think, but I had an Uber Eats driver that was just smoking hot the other day.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah, you know, so, like, I mean, I know that they're doing, like, contactless delivery and all, but I forgot to check that box. So, I mean, she came up to the door, rang the doorbell, and, I mean, was just smoking hot. I mean, I totally looked like absolute crap because, I mean,
you didn't expect
quarantine.
That.
I wasn't wearing anything fancy or anything, but I mean, I was just like totally blown away when I opened the door for my food.
Didn't she have a mask on though? Don't they wear masks?
Yeah. Yeah. She had a mask on, but I mean, I'm telling you, dude, like her hair was just like super long and sexy and she had these like tight jeans on. I mean, I not going to lie. I looked at her again on the Ring camera and I mean, she's hot, dude.
All right, well, not a whole lot to go on here. And since you didn't even talk, this whole thing kind of seems weird and like borderline creepy. But I was able to find her. Here's the weird thing. Her license plate comes up Eunice, which to me sounds like my grandmother's name.
Right.
My grandmother is Pat, which actually sounds younger than Eunice. Patricia, to me, sounds younger than Eunice. But
really?
Yeah. Eunice just sounds like an older woman's name.
Oh, totally.
So I thought maybe it was her grandma's car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then when we called her, we found out that it's actually her. Her name is Eunice, and she's on the phone. So here we go. All Oops. Right.
Sorry.
Eunice.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Well, can we find out about your name first? So what's the deal with Eunice?
Oh, my gosh. It's a family name.
All right. That makes sense.
My grandmother and her grandmother. I mean, everyone's named Eunice.
Got it.
There you go.
So Eunice, here's the deal. You drive for Uber Eats, and Jake is on the phone because Jake contacted us to say that when you dropped off his meal, he could not stop staring. He thought you were beautiful.
He even went back and watched video on the Ring camera.
She didn't
You're
need to know that.
Say that
she
Alex.
Didn't need to know that.
Sorry.
God. Real creepy.
Honestly, this is not the first time that someone has tried to contact me.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. I call these people Uber creepers. So this is honestly par for the course.
Uber creepers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're not impressed.
Just because I'm a girl in my 20s and I'm delivering them burritos. They can't get enough.
Okay. Does that mean that this is always a no-go?
Yeah, this is disgusting and weird. I don't even understand. I'm wearing a mask. You think that would, like, deter them?
No.
No, not men.
Apparently not. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know what to say. So, I mean, that's a hard no. Is that what you're saying?
See, that's
no.
such a guy.
It's a really hard no.
She said no, and you said, so that's a hard no? I mean, no is no.
No interest in meeting up with a guy.
No.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Well, okay. That's funny.
Her dog doesn't want to meet him
I know
either.
The dog's barking, saying, get away.
Thank you very much, Eunice. Sorry for the Uber creepers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Sorry, Jake.
Yeah, this kind of sucks, but all right.
All right. Well, better luck next time. We're here to help, just not with any Uber drivers.
Seriously, favor next time, bro. Avoid her.
We haven't done this in a long time, y'all. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's True Confessions.
Ooh, yeah,
it's hard. It's hard to sometimes like go back and remember things. I feel like I've told you all everything.
Oh, my life's a book. Several chapters of amazing.
Here's how this game works. In front of each of us are two envelopes containing confessions. In one of the two envelopes is actually something that happened to us in real life. And in the second envelope, it is a lie. Mm-hmm. Once you read your confession, the other two people will have 30 seconds to interrogate you. And they will have to guess whether you've been lying or telling the truth. We'll take one turn each. Alex, you go first. Ooh. Sarah, which envelope should Alex open?
Dose.
That's number two, she says.
Two in Espanol.
All right.
I was once T-boned in high school by another vehicle, rushed to the hospital, taken to the ER, and the person laying next to me in the ER was my mother.
And why?
Wait, because hold on. She 30 was, seconds, Sarah. Oh. Forgot how this game works.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was wrong with her?
She was taken in because she had bleeding, like girl part stuff, like a hysterectomy.
And why would they put you in the same room?
It was the same hospital in the emergency room, and it was separated by I'm sure there's a proper term, but like the sheet that you pull, like
the curtain.
Yeah, you know. you know what I'm saying when I go like, hey, that sheet.
Wait, did you know your mom was in the hospital?
I had no clue, and my mom had no clue I was in the hospital, and we recognized each other's voices, and.
No.
Is that two Grey's Anatomy?
It's two Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, no, I'm saying no too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't think this happened,
bro.
No.
It didn't happen.
That absolutely happened.
It did.
Was it like the tiniest hotel in El Paso?
Hospital.
Hospital. Sarah's a hospital.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the tiniest hospital.
It's not the Red Roof Inn.
No. Three of my friends, we were driving. It was my friend's Honda Accord, and it was a Saturday afternoon, and a car ran a stop sign and literally T-boned us. We spun, glass everywhere, blood everywhere.
Man.
I had a bunch of glass in my like side of my face, on my head, bleeding everywhere, and I got knocked out, and I kind of came back to it, and I just remember some stranger like helping me, taking me to the side to like this factory. We were by this industrial part of El Paso, and cleaning me up, and the ambulance came, and then they took me, and I'm getting wheeled into the hospital, into the ER, to get stitches all on the side of my head. And then I remember seeing my mom crying, and then I thought, oh my God, am I like dead? But then it was like, no, my mom was there, but she was wearing a gown, and I'm like, what's happening? She's like, your father had to rush me to the hospital as well. I'm here in the ER. And I'm like, what? She's like, I heard your name
on
the loudspeaker.
You're
and
in
they
the
were
ER with her. Why would she tell you she's in the ER if you're in the ER with her? I still call BS on that story.
No,
y'all
bro.
Were not literally right next to each other.
We were right.
There was somebody in between
next to
you.
Each other.
You're exaggerating.
Well, no, yeah, there was the sheet that separates. Bro, get my mom on the phone right now and she'll tell you.
All right. So Lupe had a hysterectomy and she was in the hospital. It just so happened that you were right next to her.
She was
in
having
the
complications
ER.
And I had spent the night at a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what was happening. She didn't know what was happening. I was getting dropped off back from my friends, I promise.
Sounds a little sketchy.
Guys, call her, bro. You think she would lie?
I will go with that. All right, Sarah Osbourne, to you we go. And I will also say two. I will say envelope two.
Oh, you could have done it in French. Been a little different.
How do you do it?
De. How do you say it? De. Is that two in French?
De.
Tre.
De. Parlez-vous français?
Un, deux, tre.
De.
Okay, here we go.
De.
I once kissed a girl and I liked it.
Okay, wait. 30 seconds.
I don't need 30
right
seconds.
Now.
This is false.
Well, no. She said she once kissed a girl, which could have been true.
It's not true.
But did she like it?
She didn't kiss anything until, like, college.
Mm.
Well, she could have kissed a girl.
She could have kissed a girl. Mm-hmm. She said I didn't kiss a boy until college.
Are you not
going
to ask me any questions?
I mean, because it's just so unbelievable. I mean.
Just ask me questions.
Who was the girl?
Yeah, go.
So, as you know, I went to an all-girl school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing whatever the, like,
Sarah, 3 seconds. Did your lips touch?
Yes. Well, she kissed me.
No, I don't buy it at
no,
all.
She did.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No,
you
she
didn't
did
like
not.
It. It may have happened. She may have kissed you, but you did not like it.
Did not like it.
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't
Why
kiss
Why wouldn't
anybody.
I have liked it?
Because
no.
you're... No, we
because
know
you're
you.
A you're, goody two-shoes.
Yeah,
how do you know girls are soft?
No,
maybe it felt
Sarah,
good.
Sarah.
No, oh, trust me. It feels good. I know.
If it felt good, you would be a lesbian right now.
Why? Because no. one girl kissed me at a sleepover?
No, because Sarah, if you liked it and it felt good, you're no. true to yourself and you would like women and that's
Sarah,
great.
You're
a
too goody
kiss doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, what?
All right.
Sometimes no, a kiss is just right, a kiss.
Sarah, just yeah. tell us you're lying because we know that you are.
I am lying.
All right.
But y'all should believe me that
no,
I kissed a girl.
No, Sarah.
I'm offended.
It's like, hey, guys, I once flew an airplane
this?
For the Air Force.
I mean, I've thought about
no,
it before.
I really did.
I've thought about kissing a girl when I was
you
younger.
Have. I mean, everybody. I've thought about kissing a boy, too. Actually, I did one time, but that's
yeah,
for another True
here,
Confessions. All right, Alex down, Sarah down. That leaves just me, my true confession. Is it a lie or did it really happen? We're going to find out in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7. Also streaming in the radio.com app. It is True Confessions. Two envelopes. One contains a lie. The other, something outrageous that really happened. Like, for instance, Alex, we found out, was rushed to the emergency room after getting into an accident. And just so happened to be right next to his mom, who was there, complications for a hysterectomy. Sarah said she kissed a girl and liked it. We found out that was a big fat lie. And now, Alex Franco, to me we go.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you use that? Pick the first one right there, the one on your left hand. That okay. one.
Which envelope right. is that? One or two?
That's this number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I kissed a boy.
I kissed a boy, and I loved it.
True.
False. You would never kiss a boy.
Oh, I think you have.
What
I
a liar.
I did, yeah, totally.
Once he shaved his mustache, girls. All right. I got my head stuck in a fence, and my grandma used mayonnaise to squeeze me out.
That's such a, like,
oh, God,
Missouri
awesome.
Thing. Absolutely 100%. How old were you, by the way?
Yeah, how old?
Nine-ish, I think.
Was it a metal fence?
Well, it's kind of like a iron. Yeah, so yes.
Yeah.
And do you remember the type of mayo? Because you would remember that type.
It was the plastic one. So I guess it was Miracle Whip. Or maybe it was Hellman's. I don't know. But I just remember it was the plastic with the little plastic top.
Did it work? Because
yeah.
I get that it works in theory. But did it
well,
really
my head's
work?
Out of the fence. So that's a good sign.
But do you credit the mayonnaise?
I credit whatever. Grandma, the mayonnaise.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
oh, this is great.
Did you immediately take the shower, or did you lick the mayonnaise off your neck?
Of course. Well, my grandparents have a really, really, really small bathroom. So I just kind of stuck my head down. I didn't take a shower.
Now, a grandma thing to do, did she, like, after that, did she, like, get a spoon and scrape the mayo off your face and put it back in the jar?
She was grandma-ing it up. Did- and she had tons of mayonnaise because she was making my favorite. It's an apple salad that's just, like, a pile of mayonnaise with,
Waldorf,
like, a few apples.
With a Waldorf salad?
Yes, that's what Waldorf? It is.
Did
yeah,
she,
the Waldorf salad.
Did you get the switch from grandpa after because you were being dumb, putting your head through the fence?
Oh, I forgot to set the 30-second timer. I think your time is up, y'all. All
Wait,
right.
Did
so.
You get the
it's
switch?
So true.
Did you get beat by grandpa because you put your head through the fence?
No,
you're being
grandpa never beat. Now, I'm not saying that he never beat his kids, but he never beat me. He was the sweetest old man
yeah,
in the world.
Wow.
I love grandpa. Grandpa Wayne, yeah. No.
Wow.
By the time I came around,
I mean,
he didn't care about anything anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, this is absolutely true, bro. That's something that you would do. And you, I mean, this is too good of a story to
be false.
You do think it's false. I think it's
true. Yeah.
Why do you think it's false, Sarah?
I don't think mayonnaise would be the go-to back then because that was expensive.
See, but and I don't think so either, but I think that at the time Booker's grandma was making that Waldorf or that apple salad, like you said, yeah. and saw him through the kitchen window and, oh, my God, and saw the mayo right there.
I think
the
story would have been better with Crisco.
I'm sorry I screwed everything up because grandma used mayonnaise here.
Is it true?
No, it's absolutely true. Made the whole thing up.
Oh, so going with it. What a storyteller.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, you might be waking up this morning seeing the headline, Matthew McConaughey considering a run for governor. And while all of that sounds fun, I think it was just kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing he said during an interview for his new book, Green Lights, where he's like, yeah, you know, politics is all screwed up, and if people want to elect me, you know, I want to make a change, I want to make a difference. I don't think that he really has any plans to get into politics. Matter of fact, he even said this last night on The Late Show.
Look, right now, no. I don't get politics. Politics seems to be a broken business. Politics that needs to redefine its purpose. And so as I move forward in life, and yes, am I going to consider leadership roles where I can be most useful? Oh, I'd love to. I'm doing that regardless. So that's where I sit right now. That came out. I actually just read that headline actually about an hour ago.
Me too.
Didn't even know that it
literally
came out that
right
way.
Before I came down here, I saw that headline.
He's so always on, always.
It would be the worst thing ever if he ran for governor because you know young people would vote him in.
I would vote for him.
I know, but it would be great for about a month, and then I'd be like, really?
He's the Minister of Culture for the University of Texas.
Yep.
Why not be the ambassador for the state of Texas by representing us as a governor?
You can, but there's other jobs and other things to do that I don't think that Matthew is qualified for. Well, but then again, we had a president that was an actor.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor.
Ronald
of
Reagan was also president. I mean, we could keep on going and going. So, I mean, I remember when Lance Armstrong wanted to once run for governor too. Glad that didn't work out. If you're looking to make some money during the holidays, which a lot of people are, there's a website called reviews.org, and they have the job for the holidays, Chief Holiday Cheermeister. That's what you're going to be called. That's what you're going to be putting on your business card. You're going to be watching 25 holiday movies in 25 days, and in exchange for that, you're going to get $2,500 plus subscriptions to 7 streaming services for a year. You want to apply for this. They're accepting applications now through December 4th, but there's some fine print you got to read through. You can get that fine print and details by texting trending to 51993.
They always have this for like the Hallmark Channel and Lifetime. Like, who wins these?
And how many are actually going to be hired? Like, is it just one?
One person.
Well, here's more on it.
What we want you to do is watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days. And at the end of that, not only do you get to proclaim once and for all the greatest holiday movie of all time, but you'll also collect $2,500. Plus, on top of that, you will get a one-year subscription to, wait for it, Netflix, Hulu, Disney, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, Apple TV Plus, and Hallmark Movies Now. Yeah, I know.
It's a Festivus miracle!
Okay, I once applied to be the barbecue expert for Reynolds Wrap Aluminum Foil.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was going to travel the country trying the best barbecue spots around the U.S.
Damn, that's a gig. Did you not? Clearly, you didn't get it. You would have told us by now.
Well, of course I would have told you.
Man, do you know who got it?
It's my dream job. No, you never hear the follow-up.
Oh, man. So you may never hear the follow-up for this. Either way, why not, though? You can get the details by texting trending to 51993.
So Black Friday is right around the corner, and stores are offering a much lower average discount this year than last year. Last year, the average discount was about 40.4% on Black Friday. This year, it's about 32.2%. But if you're looking for the best deals, The four stores that have an average discount above 50%, it's JCPenney, Macy's, Kohl's, and then Belk. And then if you look what Wallet Hub put together of all the deals, it's really fascinating because Nordstrom is going to be offering a bigger discount than Target overall. Isn't that crazy? So Nordstrom, 39% is going to be their average discount. Target, 28.1. Of course, things are always cheaper at Target.
I was going to say, I mean, you're going to get a shirt at Nordstrom for $200.
Yeah, like, for
you know,
sure.
I mean, at Target, it's 29.
But if you want to see a rundown of all the stores, and I mean really all the stores having Black Friday discounts, and who overall will have the highest average discount, you can text Trending to 51993.
In your car at 94.7, or listen on your smart speaker at home or through your mobile phone on the radio.com app. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We can't thank you enough for listening.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The FBI arrested a man this week who was wanted for investment fraud after he tried to escape authorities using an underwater scooter. Officials first became suspicious when they noticed he owned an underwater scooter.
You know how you can hear a song a million times and then finally it hits you? Oh my gosh, this song is really weird. Like, you don't really pay attention to lyrics. You just kind of sing along because you've known it forever.
Yeah.
Well, over the weekend, I heard Smooth Criminal, not by Michael Jackson, but from Alien Ant Farm.
Oh, geez.
Do you remember they did a cover of it?
Blast from the Past to 2000.
And then earlier this week, we read that Michael Jackson is still the highest earning dead celebrity.
Crazy.
Number one again in 2020, which made me think back to Smooth Criminal. And then I was listening to the song with Alien Ant Farm. And I was like, wow, this really is a weird song. I started thinking, what is this about? Let me just play you the song. Starts off really kind of dark and mysterious, right? With a little roomp, and then little heartbeats. Okay. And then all of a sudden you're going to get another. And then the beat kicks in. Okay.
Cool.
Now, do you remember how it starts?
Annie, are you okay?
No, not yet. All right, got that?
No.
As he came into the window, was a sound of a crescendo.
Oh, like
a
the
loud
glass.
Boom, right?
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to have to repeat the lyrics because it's kind of hard to. He came into her apartment.
Oh, uninvited?
He left the bloodstains on the carpet. Uninvited? He came in through the window, Sarah.
Oh, right.
I would imagine he was uninvited.
Wait, Michael or the person that he's.
Michael's just a narrator, bro.
Oh, gotcha.
So he came into the window. It was the sound of a crescendo.
He broke in.
Came into her apartment, left bloodstains on the carpet.
Because the glass, like, cut him.
Did it cut him or was she already cut up? We don't know.
No, he left bloodstains.
Yeah, he left bloodstains.
Oh, yeah, he did leave the bloodstains. My bad.
All right. And I think right
really
there he
needs
said
to work on his pronunciation in this song.
He said he could see she was unable, so she ran into the bedroom. She was struck down.
Oh.
It was her doom.
Oh, my God. So this song is about murder?
I guess it is. So somehow somebody is worried about Annie. I don't know if this is where Michael comes in or if it's the actual intruder, but he wants to know, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay?
Oh!
Are you okay, Annie?
Guys. Guys, was this a house or apartment or do we know?
Apartment. It says he came into your apartment.
Came into your apartment.
Okay. I just want to double check. So Michael is a peeping Tom. Michael's watching this from across the way. He sees this happening. He sees all of it. Think of like downtown Austin condo, all glass. Michael can see everything.
Does he save her?
Well, I don't know. Michael's been just spying on her and keeping an eye on her. You know what I'm saying? So he sees everything. That's why he's narrating, dude. And he's like holding his hands up on the window glass of his apartment, looking at hers and saying, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Are you okay, Annie?
Okay. obviously very concerned.
I mean, yeah. A little note to Michael. If you ask Anna, you're okay 47 times and she doesn't respond, she's probably dead.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? So, how about this? Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay?
Say it
Annie,
40,
are you okay?
Say it
are you
45
okay,
more
Annie?
Times.
Annie, are you okay? Was inspired by Recessa Annie, which is a dummy used in CPR training. Trainees learn to say, Annie, are you okay? While practicing resuscitation of the dummy. That resuscitation dummy is named Annie.
So Michael's in a writing room and they're like, let's talk about Annie. The dummy you have to resuscitate.
Guys.
Booker, this song sucks.
Here's a fun fact you'll like, though. The fedora that he wears in the music video.
Yes.
December of last year, Kim Kardashian bought that, which still had his makeup on it, as a Christmas gift for her daughter, Northwest.
What?
Are you?
I swear to you,
that's
you can't make this up.
Dumbest gift to give anyone.
You know, they're going to like find that at the bottom of her closet like 5 years from now. She's going to be like, with this crappy, dirty fedora.
His current record is 1,525 wins and just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah now reading for Alberta. Alberta lives in Kyle. She commutes, well, in Kyle because she's a teacher at Hayes High School. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Peace, Booker!
Alberta!
Hey! Good morning!
Good morning. All right, I'm going to leave the room, and Sarah is going to drill you. I mean, I'm going to ask you five pop culture trivia questions.
All
right. Whenever you're finished, I'll be right back to answer the same five, and whoever gets more right is going to win.
All right, awesome.
All right, good luck.
All right, Alberta. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Thank you.
Question number one. It looks like 37-year-old Scott Disick is, in fact, dating a 19-year-old, the daughter of Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin. How many kids does Scott have?
I believe two.
Adam Driver is celebrating a birthday today. He, of course, is in Star Wars, but before that, he was on what HBO show starring Lena Dunham?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Apple Music just released a list of the 100 most Shazammed songs of all time. And number one was the song by Tones and I called Dance. What?
Dance with Me? I don't know.
Okay. People Magazine has named Michael B. Jordan the sexiest man alive for 2020. What football TV show was he on that filmed here in Texas?
Friday Night Lights.
Okay. And finally, it is true that George Clooney gave 14 of his friends a suitcase packed with $1 million cash. It almost sounds like one of his movies. What was the name of the first movie in the trilogy heist comedy that he starred in with Brad Pitt?
Ocean's 7.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
I did terrible.
Hey.
It's okay.
Hey.
To go.
Well, she got one.
Oh, man.
But
yeah. Maybe they're super hard today.
Are they?
No. I was off my game.
No,
okay.
Girl.
Happens to the best of us.
It's all good.
All right. So 37-year-old Scott Disick likes some young and is dating the 19-year-old daughter of Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin. Awesome.
I wonder what they think about that.
I'm shaking my head, man. Well, not. I mean, you know what? It's okay because let's be honest here. Lisa's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, loves the camera in front of her. Scott's on the Kardashian. I mean, it's like, there's, you see the trend here? Exactly.
It's just weird to me because it's like, what would a 19-year-old, I mean, here's
yes.
why. It's exactly what Alex said. Like, the 19-year-old just wants to be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians because, I mean, in real life, what 19-year-old wants to date a 37-year-old dude that has three little kids?
I know. It's weird when you, like, you're 37 and date teens. Like, you can date 20 and you're cool, but just 19, you have nothing in common. And by the way, I gotta give love to Lisa Rinna because she posted on social media like a week or two ago that she adds Cheez-Its to her chicken soup. Like,
oh, that sounds good.
Doesn't it sound good? I've never thought of it. Bro, you guys gotta try it. I've never tried it. But hook it up next time, like get the chicken soup from the Chick-fil-A and then just throw in some Cheez-Its from your kids if you have kids.
All right, back to the game.
Okay.
Oh,
anyway, how many kids does Scott Disick have?
Well, I'm fairly certain I would have gotten this right anyway, but you already gave the answer. It's three. Oh. Three kids.
You did? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say
she
four.
She said, who wants to date a 37-year-old with three little kids?
That's so funny. But I thought, Booker, you're going to make a joke and say four now with a 19-year-old.
Ah, that's pretty
Dang
funny.
It. Adam Driver is celebrating a birthday today. He, of course, is in Star Wars, but also before that, what HBO show starring Lena Dunham?
I don't know. Girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
He played a guy named Adam that Lena dated off and on.
Gotcha.
Apple Music just released a list of the 100 most Shazam songs of all time. Crazy what's number one with 36.6 million Shazams. It's a song by Tones and I called Dance.
Dance Monkey. Yes. And it's not crazy for this simple reason. Because when this was a hot song on the radio, nobody knew what it was.
That's
because
true.
She just... Dun, 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 dun. I mean, listen. It's just like it's kind of a scat, you know?
Yeah.
Even when she says dance, it's like, okay.
At the end, you're like, I gotta get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, here we go. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, I don't understand what it is, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I love this song.
People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive for 2020 is Michael B. Jordan, and he was on what football TV show shot here in Texas?
Friday Night Lights.
Yep, that's the one she got right. And finally, George Clooney has finally explained why he gave 14 of his friends a suitcase packed with $1 million cash. Honestly, it almost sounds like one of his movies. What was the name of the first movie in the trilogy, in the heist comedy trilogy he starred in with Brad Pitt? What was the name of the first one?
Got a great story about that, but I'll save it for another day. Ocean's 11.
That is correct. She said Ocean's 7. I was like, ah, dang.
Well, Alberta, okay. Are we done, Sarah?
Yes, you all got right. All five right.
Oh,
let me stop the bleeding.
You're so amazing.
I know. It's okay.
Thank you for playing.
Oh, no problem. This is Alberta. I'm from Kyle, and I can't beat Booker.
Shout out Hayes. Hi.
All right, coming up next, Booker, Alex, and Sarah find out why Chase did not get a second date. Taylor's like, not interested. So it's kind of like a mini ghosting. And we're going to help him out to get answers. We'll have them both on Waiting by the Phone next on Mix 94.7. Good morning.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex is here. Let's say hi to Chase.
Hi.
See how we can help you out here, Chase. What happened? Tell us about Taylor.
Hi, guys. So, I went out with this really great chick named Taylor. And
well,
we went
out
for...
hope you did not call her a chick.
It's not a good start.
Okay. Lovely woman.
Okay, there
Lovely
you go.
Lovely woman named Taylor. I'm sorry. I'm from California. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're both from California. We got along really well. Well, we went out for pizza, and everything seemed to go well except for the food. She didn't seem like she was too into the pizza or into the food, but conversation was great. We even went to, like, competing high schools. Our sports teams played each other and everything like that. We kind of had a few people in common. But when I, you know, asked for a second date, she kind of ghosted me. She declined and was really kind of vague, and that was about it. I haven't heard from her since.
Well, if she declined the date, she didn't really ghost you. She just said she wasn't interested. So you really, this is more of you're trying to figure out what happened.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. It was just vague. So it was, there was never really any like kind of put off. So it was a no, but it was like an open-ended no.
All right. Well, let's call her and see if she will talk to us and find out what happened. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Hang on.
Isn't it funny when he called her a chick and then we said that he said he's from California. We're like,
Oh, yeah.
That explains it.
Hello.
Hi, Taylor.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hey, hope we're not bothering you. This is Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio on Mix 94.7, and we're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We also have Chase on the phone, and that's why we're calling you. He has sought our help, and we're just really trying to be the middle people here to find out what happened on your date with him. I know this is a little unique. You didn't necessarily ghost him. He just said you declined a second date, and he thought that things went really well. So we wanted to see if we can assist him in finding out what happened.
Okay.
Hey. good morning.
It's just, hi. Sorry, this is going to sound bad, I guess, but so I have, like, you know, everyone has, like, pet peeves, right? and I, like, I can't stand mayo, like mayonnaise, and I, like, I have, like a visceral reaction to it. And, like, no offense, but, like, this dude put, like, mayo on, like, everything. Like, everything. To the point that he should have wrote, like, I'm in a relationship with mayo on his dating profile.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Wait, I thought you guys had pizza.
Yeah, he put mayo on his pizza. Like, we went.
Who does that?
And he asked for packets of mayo. And, like, not to, like, eat the crust or anything, but, like, straight up took a knife and, like, spread it all over his pizza. I was like, I had to, like, excuse myself to go to the bathroom because I was going to throw up. It was, like, so gross.
Weird.
And, like, I brought it up, like, kind of just, like, just to see, like, maybe it's, like, a weird pizza mayo thing. But he, like, eats it on his eggs or his, like, chocolate chip cookies. And it's just, like, it's a little too much. He's a nice guy. But it's just, honestly, it's, like, it was the mayo.
That's so weird.
Chase, what's up with your mayo fetish?
Yeah, she got me. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it actually made you feel ill, but I love me some mayo.
It's my thing.
I really do. I put it on everything. Like, if you don't knock it if you haven't tried it. You know what I mean?
No, I love mayo. Yes. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's probably my favorite condiment, but there's a time and a place. Like, I will destroy some mayo on a burger, but on my pizza?
Steak fries too, or French fries. I love me some mayo on them.
You put mayonnaise on a sandwich, right? What's on a sandwich? Bread, tomato, meat.
Yeah, the same thing as a pizza.
Mayo.
That's a very good point.
That is true.
Damn, in your face.
I mean, that was hard.
Now I kind of want to try it.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's good.
And by the way, though, like, we dip our pizza in ranch.
Why could we dip it in mayo?
I mean, I don't know. He's kind of selling me on mayo more and more.
Okay.
Mayo bake.
But what about the chocolate chip cookies?
That's just weird. Yeah.
Okay, that's something, like, I watched someone do that with a Frosty, and I accidentally put it in my dipping thing for chips because I do the chips and mayo and ketchup. And I dip my cookie accidentally in the mayo and ate it, and it was phenomenal.
Were you watching my 600-pound life? I mean, that sounds really bad.
Well, there you go, Chase. I mean, it's your love of mayo. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily you, per se, because she thought that you were cool. But, Taylor, are you saying that that's just too much of an obstacle to overcome?
It's just like, you know, we just met. I don't to, like, pick between me and mayo, but, like, there's no mayo in my house. Like, I can't smell, I can't look at it. It's just, like, so gross.
I can bring my own. I got plenty.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, it's too much.
Yeah,
I love that. What she
it's
said.
All right.
He's in a relationship with mayo. At the beginning, that was awesome.
I'll put it on my Tinder page or my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Mayo lover.
Mayo lover.
If you don't love mayo, swipe left.
Agree to a date, and I'll pick you up in my Miracle Whip.
No, no miracle whip.
Sorry.